O fount of good, for all your love, our true thanks should be paid. What can we render, Lord, to you, when you own all that's made? But you have needy brothers here, partakers of your grace, whose names you will yourself confess before the Father's face. In their sad accents of distress, your pleading voice is heard. You may in them be clothed and fed, and visited and cheered. Then help us, Lord, your yoke to wear, and joyful do your will. Each other's burdens gladly share, the law of love fulfill. Then help us, your face with reverence and with love, we in your poor would view. And while we minister to you, would do it as to you. Page 208. O Lord, open my lips. Make haste, O God, to deliver me.
Make haste to help me, O Lord.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Praise to you, O Christ. Alleluia. The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia. O come, let us worship Him. O come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come into his presence with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise to him with songs of praise. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. The deep places of the earth are in his hand. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hand formed the dry land. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for He is our God, and we are the people of His pasture, and the sheep of His hand. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia. O come, let us worship Him. The hymn is hymn 432. Eternal Spirit of the living Christ, I know not how to ask or what to say. I only know my need as deep as life, and only You can teach me how to pray. Come pray in me the prayer I need this day. Help me to see Your purpose and Your will. Where I have failed, what I have done amiss, held in forgiving love, let me be still. Come with the strength I lack, bring vision clear of human need, O give me eyes to see. Fulfillment of my life in love outpoured, my life in You, O Christ, Your love in me. Amen. Psalm 67 in your white bulletin. Let the peoples praise You, O God. Let all the peoples praise You. God, be merciful to us and bless us, and cause His face to shine upon us. Let the peoples praise You, O God. Let all the peoples praise You.
Let the nations be glad and sing for joy. For You shall judge the people righteously and govern the nations on earth.
Let the peoples praise You, O God. Let all the peoples praise You. Let the nations be glad and sing for joy.
For You shall judge the people righteously and govern the nations on earth.
Let the peoples praise You, O God. Let all the peoples praise You.
Let the shine yield her increase. God, our Lord God, shall bless us.
God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear Him.
God
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Psalm 104. Bless the Lord, O my soul, O Lord my God, you are very great. You are clothed with honor and majesty.
You cover yourself with light as with a garment. You stretch up the heavens like a curtain.
He lays the beams of his upper chambers in the waters, who makes the clouds his chariot, who walks on the wings of the wind,
who makes his angels spirits, his ministers a flame of fire.
Foundations of the earth, so that it should not be moved forever.
You covered it with the deep as with a garment. The waters stood above the mountains.
At your rebuke they fled. At the voice of your thunder, they hastened away.
They went up over the mountains. They went down into the valleys, to the place which you founded for them.
You have set a boundary that they may not pass over, that they may not return to cover the earth. O Lord, how manifold are your works. In wisdom you have made them all. He sends the springs into the valleys. They flow among the hills.
They give drink to every piece of the field. The wildflowers quench their thirst.
By them the birds of the heavens have their home. They sing among the branches.
He waters the hills from his overarching birds. The earth is satisfied with the fruit of your works.
He causes the grass to grow for the cattle and vegetation for the service of man, that he may bring forth food from the earth.
And wine that makes glad the heart of man. Oil to make his face shine, and bread which strengthens man's eyes.
The trees of the Lord are full of sap. The cedars of Lebanon, which he planted.
When the winds make their nests, the stork has a home in the fir trees.
The high hills are for the wild goats. The cliffs are a refuge for the rock badgers. O Lord, how manifold are your works. In wisdom you have made them whole. He appointed the moon for seasons. The sun knows it's going down. The young lions roar after their prey and seek their food from God.
When the sun rises, they gather together and lie down in their dens.
Man goes out to his work and to his labor until the evening.
O Lord, how manifold are your works. In wisdom you have made them all.
O Lord, how manifold are your works. In wisdom you have made them all. The earth is full of your possessions.
It's sweet and wise deed, in which are innumerable teeming things, living things both small and great.
There the ships sail about. There is that Leviathan which you have made to play there.
He is always for you, that you may give them the food in due season.
What you give them, they gather in. You open your hand, they are filled with good. You send forth your spirit, they are created, and you renew the face of the earth.
O Lord, how manifold are your works. In wisdom you have made them whole.
May the glory of the Lord endure forever. May the Lord rejoice in his works.
He looks on the earth and gives them laws. He touches the hills and they smoke.
I will sing to the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praise to my God while I have my being.
May my meditation be sweet to him. I will be glad in the Lord.
May sinners be consumed from the earth and the wicked be no more. Bless the Lord, O my soul, praise the Lord.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now and will be forever. Amen. Lord, how manifold are your works. In wisdom you have made them whole.
Psalm 47. Has gone up with a shout and sits on his holy throne. Oh, clap your hands, all you peoples. Shout to God with the voice of triumph.
For the Lord Most High is awesome.
Will subdue the peoples under us and the nations under our feet.
He will choose our inheritance for us, the essence of Jacob whom he loves.
God has gone up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of a trumpet.
Sing praises to God, sing praises. Sing praises to our ears, sing praises.
For God is the King of all the earth. Sing praises with understanding.
God reigns over the nations. God sits on his holy throne.
The prince of the people have gathered together, the people of the God of Abraham.
For the shields of the earth belong to God. He is great.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. God has gone up with a shout, and sits on his holy throne. The reading for Rogation Wednesday is from the 17th chapter of St. John. Jesus spoke these words, lifted up his eyes to heaven, and said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that your Son also may glorify you, as you have given him authority over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as you have given him. And this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. I have glorified you on the earth. I have finished the work which you have given me to do, and now, O Father, glorify me together with yourself, with the glory which I had with you before the world was.
I have manifested your name to the men whom you have given me out of the world. They were yours. You gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they have known that all things which you have given me are from you, for I have given to them the words which you have given me, and they have received them, and have known surely that I came forth from you, and they have believed that you sent me. I pray for them. I do not pray for the world, but for those whom you have given me, for they are yours. And all mine are yours, and yours are mine. And I am glorified in them. Now I am no longer in the world, but these are in the world. And I come to you, Holy Father. Keep through your name those whom you have given me, that they may be one as we are. This is the word of the Lord. The Easter responsory is page 213. Sing to the Lord, bless his name. Proclaim his salvation from day to day. Christ risen from the dead, and become the first fruits of them that sleep.
Give the Lord all glory and strength, giving the honor to his name.
Alleluia, alleluia.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Give to the Lord all glory and strength. Give him the honor to his name. Alleluia, alleluia.
Our sermon text, Psalm 9:9, the Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in times of trouble. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He who prays aright never doubts that his faith-filled prayer is surely acceptable and it is heard. And yesterday we asked the question, but what if I cannot believe that my prayer is heard and accepted? And if you find that you cannot believe and this way pray aright, we said, humble yourself before God, deplore this fact, and pray. Pray with a weak spark of faith and strengthen it more and more every day by exercising it in all your living and doing. And so today we see that the evil spirit hinders men with all his prayers. Oh, how often he would seek to prevent the desire to pray, or not allow us to find time or place, or even raise doubts about whether you are worthy to ask anything of such a majestic God, confusing us so that we do not know ourselves whether we are really praying or not, whether it is possible for our prayer to be acceptable, and other strange thoughts, for the evil spirit knows quite well how powerful one man's truly believing prayer is, how it hurts him, and how it benefits all men. Therefore, this evil spirit will not willingly allow prayer to happen. A man must indeed be wise when he is tempted in this way, and he is not to doubt whether he or his prayers are unworthy before an infinite majesty, and in no way dare he rely on his worthiness or relax because of his unworthiness. He must accept God's command and leave it to him. A man must resist the devil and say to him, because of my worthiness, I undertake nothing. Because of my unworthiness, I omit nothing. I pray and work only because of God, of his pure mercy. He has promised to hear and be gracious to all unworthy men. God has not only promised it, but he has most strongly commanded us to pray, to trust, and to receive on this on pain of eternal displeasure and wrath. And so if it has not been too much for our high, solemn majesty to, well, ask us to do this and to make it incumbent upon unworthy men that we are to pray and to trust and to receive from him, how shall it be too much for me to take such a command upon myself and with all joy do, whether worthy or unworthy, do what he has commanded? Thus we must drive out the devil's suggestion with God's command. That is the only way that the devil will ever relent, otherwise never at all. And so what are the things? What are the things, the necessities of which a man must lay before Almighty God, cry out to him, and therefore exercise his faith? First of all, man's own besetting need and trouble. David says, Psalm 149, I cry to the Lord my God with my voice. With my voice I make supplication to the Lord. I will spread out my prayer before his eyes and will pour out before him all that gives me concern. And so we come before God with our needs, our concerns. During the public services of the church, a Christian should recall to mind the failings or the excesses that he feels. He should pour out freely before God with weeping and groaning as woefully can, asking God that he would be ready to help him. But if you do not know or recognize your need, if you experience no spiritual attacks, well, then you ought to know that you are in the worst possible plight. For the greatest temptation is to find that you yourself are hardened, hard-hearted, insensitive, and that there is no trouble that moves you. No, for that there is no better mirror than the Ten Commandments, in which you will find what you lack and what you should seek. There you will find that you yourself have a weak faith, a feeble hope, and little love towards God. Where you find that you do not praise and honor God, you will find that you, well, in fact, love your own honor and fame, that instead you think more of the favor of men than of God. You will find that you do not gladly come to church and hear the sermon, that you are too lazy to pray, in which matters, yes. You must pay more heed. When this occurs, you must pay more heed to these spiritual infirmities than to all physical harm, to all goods and honor and life. You must believe that these spiritual infirmities are worse than death and all mortal sickness, but you cannot learn them unless the Ten Commandments point them out. And then you should lay these needs, infirmities before God, lament and ask him for help, and with all confidence expect him to hear and believe that you are heard and you will receive help and assurance. Tomorrow we will celebrate Ascension Day. Our ascended Lord provided for our help. And when he prayed for us in John 17, he said, but now I come to you. And then he provided for us, saying, I have given them your word, and the world has hated them because they are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. I do not pray that you should take them out of the world, but that you should keep them from the evil one. They are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. God has given us first his word, that he might comfort and assure us. And then he has given us prayer, that we might cry out to him and our needs might be answered. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. The canticle is the Te Deum, page 214. We stand. We praise you, O God, we acknowledge you to be the Lord. All the earth now worships you, the Father everlasting. To you all angels cry aloud, the heavens and all the powers therein. To you, cherubim and seraphim, continually do cry, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of Sabaoth. Heaven and earth are full of the majesty of your glory. The glorious company of the apostles praise you. The goodly fellowship of the prophets praise you. The noble army of martyrs praise you. The holy church throughout all the world does acknowledge you. The Father of an infinite majesty, your adorable, true, and only Son. Also the Holy Spirit, the Counselor. You are the King of glory, O Christ. You are the everlasting Son of the Father. When you took upon yourself to deliver man, you humbled yourself to be born of a virgin. When you had overcome the sharpness of death, you open the kingdom of heaven to all believers. You sit at the right hand of God in the glory of the Father. We believe that you shall come to be our judge. We therefore pray you to help your servants, whom you have redeemed with your precious blood. Make them to be numbered with your saints in glory everlasting.
Page 270, responsive prayer number 1. Holy God, holy and most gracious Father, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. I cry to you for help, O Lord. Restore to me the joy of your salvation.
And grant me the Holy Spirit to sustain me.
My mouth is filled with your praise.
Declaring your splendor all day long.
Every day I will praise you.
And extol your name forever and ever.
You answer us with awesome deeds of righteousness.
O God, our Savior, the hope of all the ends of the earth and of the farthest seas.
Praise the Lord, O my soul.
All my inmost being, praise his holy name.
He redeems my life from the pit.
And crowns me with love and compassion.
Lord, hear my prayer.
And let my cry come before you.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, from whom all good things do come, grant to us, your humble servants, that by your holy inspiration we may think those things that be right, and by your merciful guiding may perform the same. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Savior, who lives and reigns with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
God of all mercy, you have blessed our nation with a stable infrastructure that provides for the preparation and transportation of food to feed the people of this vast land. We give thanks for your mercy and ask that you continue to supply us with safe and nutritious food. Hear us, we pray, on behalf of those around the world who do not enjoy such benefits. Where war and violence prevent the distribution of food, send peace. Where sanitation and disease threaten the food supply, send leaders who will strive to provide for the basic needs of their citizens. Finally, grant us cheerful hearts to give from our abundance to assist the hungry and starving. Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
O Lord, our Heavenly Father, Almighty Everlasting God, you have safely brought us to the beginning of this day. Defend us in the same with your mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all our doings, being ordered by your governance, may be righteous in your sight. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. In the back of the bulletin, Luther's morning prayer. I thank you, my Heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have kept me this night from all harm and danger. And I pray that you would keep me this day also from sin and every evil, that all my doings and life may please you. For into your hands I commend myself, my body and soul and all things. Let your holy angel be with me, that the evil foe may have no power over me. Amen. Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord Almighty order our days and our deeds in his peace.
Amen.